We'll be looking today at Acts chapter 8, and I'm going to start reading in verse 9. Listen to this. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." I don't know if you've spent some time channel surfing on a Sunday morning, but over the last few decades, there's been this unbelievable proliferation of religious programming. Where you used to have a handful of shows, you've literally got hundreds. And what's really interesting, of course, is how so many of these shows claim to be preaching the Bible, and yet at the same time, so few of them actually agree with each other. Now, given that the nature of God is a big enough subject that I suspect we'll be studying it throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, there's obviously some room for variety within Christianity. But there's a big difference between harmonious variety and outright disagreement. To put it bluntly, not everybody can be right. And yet what I find so interesting in the 21st century is how so many people can skip from preacher to preacher, regardless of what these people are teaching, and declare them all to be men of God, even if they radically disagree with each other. What I suspect has been happening is that to a large extent, modern Christianity has become tragically doctrineless. Doctrine has, in fact, become something of a dirty word in the modern age. We tend to think of it as an unnecessary barrier to Christian unity. But take a look at the story in today's passage, because it makes an interesting point. Obviously, Simon the sorcerer was able to dazzle the people of Samaria, to the extent that they assumed he was a man of God. All it took, you'll notice, was a few parlor tricks and the claim that he was someone great. That was enough for the Samaritans to determine that his power was clearly from God. And before anybody is unduly hard on the Samaritans for such a colossal mistake, it's important to assess our modern approach to religion in light of what they did. I remember a few years back when a lady I knew tried to convince me that a religious meeting she'd been attending was clearly blessed by God. "The people there," she said, "are prophesying and saying things about each other they couldn't possibly know unless it comes from God." Unfortunately, that lady wasn't alone in her assessment of a modern signs and wonders movement. Sometimes we're far too quick to give God credit for things we can't explain when a little careful investigation of the matter, in the light of what God has actually revealed about Himself, would expose it as nothing more than a modern-day Simon Magus pulling the wool over the eyes of modern-day Samaritans. As it turns out, the religious meetings this lady was attending were teaching things that were completely contrary to what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. And knowing that God never contradicts Himself, we can pretty much write those kinds of meetings off. As reasonable thinking Christians, we need to develop the ability to weigh our experience in light of what we know has been revealed by God. And of course, that would always be a better way to live.